Today, a judge in Rutland set a $100,000 bail for Jack Sawyer. Sawyer is the young man accused of plotting to attack Fairhaven Union High School last week, the Vermont Supreme Court ruled that Sawyer could not be held without bail. VPR's Nina Keck was at the bail hearing today and spoke to my colleague, Liam Elder Connors.
So, Nina, the court issued a decision today. Can you tell me about what happened?
Well, it was a bail hearing, and Judge Tom Mazzone did set bail for Jack Sawyer at $100,000, and he also set a number of conditions that Jack Sawyer will have to meet if he wants to stay out of prison. And it's interesting, prosecutors had asked for a $50,000 bail, and Judge Mazzone felt it should be higher, necessary to ensure that Jack Sawyer showed up at court, basically.
So the judge actually set a higher bail than what prosecutors had asked for.
That's correct. He also set up a number of conditions, including that Sawyer would be released if the bail money is sent in. He would remain under the constant supervision of his father, David Sawyer. And the judge also stipulated a number of conditions, including that David Sawyer would have to have 24/7, basically, eyeballs on his son. There'd be a curfew put in place, that Jack Sawyer would reside at his father's home in Pulteney, that he would not be allowed to own any weapons, he would not have access to a car or the internet, and would not be allowed anywhere near Fairhaven Union High School or any other school without permission. He was also told to stay away from a number of individuals, including Fairhaven Union School Resource Officer Scott Alkenberg and the young woman who called into authorities and initially tipped them off that Sawyer was planning this alleged shootout.
Does this mean that Sawyer will be released into the public?
Ideally, Jack Sawyer will be put into the care of the Brattleboro Retreat. They're hoping he will be taken in as a patient there and receive psychiatric help. Prosecutor Rose Kennedy said she agreed with that and hoped that would be the case, but she warned that sometimes the Brattleboro Retreat is full, does not have beds available, and her only concern was what happens to Jack Sawyer if they can't take him in and provide treatment. But at this point in time, the plan is that Jack Sawyer will be released if he can post the $100,000 bond and that he will be taken into the Brattleboro Retreat for care.
And is there any indication that he's not going to post the bond?
Well, that was an interesting question. I asked that to his defense attorney as she left the courthouse today, and she said that, you know, stay tuned, we're hoping. Rose Kennedy, as she left the courthouse today, said the case is not dead. She had filed two misdemeanor charges against Mr. Sawyer concerning his weapons and some threats he had made. Those are still pending, but they are much less serious charges. And Sawyer's defense counsel said that, you know, they would keep on dealing with those as they came in. But as to whether or not he'll post bail, that remains to be seen.
And Nina, members of the Fairhaven community have said that they were really worried about the possible release of Jack Sawyer. And now that this bail hearing has happened and he could post bail and be released, how is the community reacting?
I think there's still a lot of concern. There's a lot of fear. Andrea Ox is a woman that was at the courthouse today. She has two kids at Fairhaven Union High School. She lives in Orwell. She said she's very concerned about safety and says there's a different vibe at the school now that didn't exist before this whole case erupted. And she said her biggest concern is to see how the school works with the state police to keep the kids safe. She said prom is coming up, the senior trip and graduation are all coming up. So yes, there's definitely concern. But she was being optimistic that the school would be able to work with the state police and ensure that the kids are kept safe.
It's VPR's Nina Keck reporting from Rutland. Nina, thank you so much.
You're welcome.